Hi, this is Anna Kind and Martin Hallberg.
Hello.
From the Radia Sound Design Agency in Malmö, Sweden. First of all, I'd just like to say that it's really an honor for us to be one of the chosen few in the final list of this year's audio branding contest. Okay, about the future, Martin.
Yes. We are convinced that the future of audio branding is following the future of advertising and branding in general. And there are some big changes in this area. We are moving away from brands giving promises to customers and towards letting the customers experience the brand themselves. From selling to adding value. Companies must stop trying to force people to want things and instead make products that people actually want. And as you all know, the marketers have to build brands with a variety of factors that speaks to more than just our eyes.
Regarding audio branding, it's interesting to look at the development in the graphic world, which tell us that the logo actually more or less is dead. The old way to just add a sonic logo or a visual logo to a commercial or a product doesn't work in the long run. You have to implement your brand recognition and values in a more delicate way. The customer is not just someone out there. It is your husband or wife or a whiz kid with new expectations on both brand value and brand promises. You can't build a brand without transparency and the true story to tell. Our modern noisy environment puts high demands on companies that want to be heard. So I think we have to speak to those who are already listening and maybe not bother so much about those who aren't. But that doesn't mean that we just can lay back and relax. Instead, we have to work even harder to challenge ourselves and our creativity.
In the future, the world won't listen to you if you're not interesting and relevant. It is about storytelling and having things that actually matter to tell the listeners. If the brand has a relevant, true story, we as audio branding people have to channelize that into our work and communicate the same thing. In the end, it's all about what the company is saying, not how many times they are heard. The audio branding world is still young, and there are lots of unwritten stories that can add value to the brands.
Okay, in what fields do we see possibilities for us working with audio branding? Here are three areas, just to name a few.
Bing!
Healthcare. 90% of all alarms going off in an operating room are false alarms. People who work in these environments get stressed, and as we know, it's easier to make mistakes when under a lot of pressure. Patients get stressed as well because of the audio environment. As sound designers, we have to do something about this. We can team up with manufacturers of technical equipment and make the machines sound better.
Bing!
Soundscaping. Together with architects and city planners, we can do a lot about our physical environment. The big city life doesn't necessarily have to be as noisy as it is today. We have to stop just focus on negative sounds and start to discuss what sounds we actually want to hear.
Bing!
Musical analysis and big data. Together with software developers and the fantastic things that companies like Echo Nest or our good friends at Spotify and SoundCloud has come up with, we can take new angles at music and sound in branding and really go from broadcasting to engaging people and start conversations. A lot of new technology gives us extremely valuable data, and it's up to us within audio branding to find new ways to use this information.
At Radia, we often discuss the value of our work. Quality, relevance, and the business benefit of what we're doing. Let's play with the thought that the planet Earth only had around 100 more years to live. What would you like to contribute to the world in the next 10 years? How can we, as sound designers, make the world a better sounding place? Anyway, last but not least, this year Radia Sound Design Agency is participating in the ABA competition with one of our favorite projects from last year, developing the sound profile for Emporia, the largest mall in Scandinavia. We are going to talk about how we developed a strategy for both the interior environment and the marketing side, how we set up a top creative team, and how we kept the awareness of the brand throughout the process. We will also tell you what we want to contribute to the world in the next 10 years. We are really looking forward to meet you all.
See you in Moscow.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our partners, DigiSky and Voice. And our sponsors, Sonofind, the online music search from Sonotone, Biamp, and iBall.